For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's October the 24th. Where is the month going? Well, we've got a very special guest. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. Vera Massey, University Extension. Good to have you back.
Good morning. Vera.
Last time you were here, we were talking about happiness and how to find happiness in our life, happiness from within.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about food.
Yes, a different aspect of our health, and that is having access to healthy food.
Yeah.
And there's a project I'm working on in collaboration with some other agencies. We have what we call a Columbia Area Food Assessment Project.
A Columbia Area
Food Assessment Project.
So what is that?
Well, we're trying to look at access, availability, and affordability of food for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are gaps in all those areas, depending on where you might live in our community, what your income level might be.
Yes.
And so we really would like to think that we can have quality food for everyone.
That's not happening right now.
It's not. I think we're very fortunate in the Columbia area to have so many great resources, but we do still have people who are hungry, who don't have the access that perhaps you or I might have.
Right.
And we're trying to look at gathering information. One thing we're doing currently, and I want to encourage people to take advantage of being part of our consumer survey, where we're trying to reach out to the diverse population in Columbia area and Boone County.
So what are you doing with the consumer survey?
Well, we're going to be asking people questions of where do they shop for food? How far away are they from the food? How do they get there? These are important questions. Maybe not for you or I.
No. It is important. I heard a term the other day for the first time, and I was listening to KBIA, and I think it was on NPR. They were talking about food deserts.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes.
Yes.
And NPR did a story on food deserts.
Yes. And that's sort of what this project is all about. We think about if I have a car and I have the resources, a food desert is not a reality for me.
Exactly. Now, I live 35 miles from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I didn't have a car,
I would be
living in a food desert.
Or you had a car, but you have some physical or mental challenges that prevent you from getting in and out of that car.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to the places that you need to go. So what we're trying to do is paint a picture of our community and reaching out to as diverse a group as we can. So we've been having people actually stationed at our senior centers, at the public library, locations where people are gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually providing opportunities to do a hard copy, so to speak, have an interviewer answer the questions. But then we've also developed an online to go if you have access to the internet.
Okay.
So you could go to the library and take advantage of this
survey.
So people
listening to us today could go online if they want to take part in this survey.
Yes, and they would have to have the link, which is kind of a long one. So what I'm going to suggest is either they could call me through our local University Extension Center at 445-9792.
445-9792. Okay.
And I can send them the link. Or they could go to the City of Columbia's Health Department page.
Okay, so that would be gocolumbiamo.com.
Yes, it would be
www.gocolumbiamo.com, and then I guess you click on the health department.
/health. And there you could go to that page, and you'll see a section where it says food survey.
Okay.
And it takes about 5 to 10 minutes. It depends on how you answer certain questions. You might get asked more depending on your responses. And so there's also opportunities for people to have some prizes. We've had some donations for some football tickets and incentives to get people to participate.
So what are you finding in taking this food survey?
Well, we're gathering. So I wouldn't want to say what we're finding yet. because what we think is that there are people who don't have equal access.
Well, sure. I mean, that's obvious.
But we have to document it. We have to document, and that's all part of how we address strategies, which we have many groups in our community trying to address that. But we need to look broader. We need to look at not only availability in our markets, but producers. We have a lot of food producers in this area that we might be able to encourage to produce more. So we have local foods.
Are you taking into consideration people who are using food banks and food pantries?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these questions are asked. We need to know how many people are using these different outlets for food. How many people are finding that they're really not getting enough to eat? Their money's not going far enough.
And you know, I was reading a story this morning about so many people who were middle class or upper middle class who now are being forced to use a food pantry or a food bank through no fault of their own.
No.
Simply because they lost their jobs.
Yes.
They were laid off. And you never know. You never know when something like this could strike you.
So we want everyone to have access to healthy foods. And that's the other challenge we have. You may live in a part of the area that has no supermarket within walking distance, but maybe there is a liquor store or a convenience store. And we find the food options at those places are very different than if we go to a supermarket. But we understand from other surveys that people are doing shopping at these locations.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it when you find out that people are doing shopping at convenience stores for their groceries?
We may have our elected officials start looking at where do we place grocery stores? How do we zone? Maybe we want more gardening options in communities where we can have water access and have community gardens that are helped supported by our taxpayers' dollars.
So hopefully with this survey that you're taking with University Extension
and other agencies,
it will help
paint the picture so that we want to have some community forums after the first of the year.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about this. Get elected officials together. Let's look at what are the gaps. What are the challenges? How can we work together to address food access and affordability?
So if you listening to us would like to be a part of this survey, you can call Vera at
445-9792.
She will give you the link to
the
survey.
Version.
Or you can simply go to www.gocolumbiamo.com/health. And you can take the survey on that.
Absolutely.
Vera Massey, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
Paul. University Extension. Tomorrow, Ellis Fischel's Wyatt House and the Columbia Senior Center. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again, or if you'd like to watch it, go to kbia.org. Click on Programs at the top of the page. Then when you see Paul Pepper, click on that. You can sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. You can follow us on Twitter or go to Facebook and like us. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.